All right, it's time for the little known Black History fact. We celebrate Black History every day on the TJMS. This is the story of Veronica Blair. Veronica Blair. Excuse me. Lips got in the way. First Black aerial artist with Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey.
Wow.
Yeah. Veronica Blair is one of just a few aerialists in the country and continues to emerge as a premier performer with her genre. Miss Blair is the first Black aerial artist to perform with the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, among other prominent performances. She began her career at the age of 14, training at the Circus Center in San Francisco. At age 17, Miss Blair made her debut and was noticed by Cedric Walker. Blair, Cedric Walker, the founder of the Universe Soul Circus.
Met him the last, when we were in so many cities we've been in, but I met him there.
Yeah. After starting as a trapeze artist, Miss Blair became the Universe Soul's resident aerialist under Mr. Walker's tutelage. Miss Blair became one of the world's top high flyers, and she's performed around the world, working with Universal Studios Japan, and starred in Africa, Germany's most successful circus event. Miss Blair also is working on a documentary about forgotten Black circus performers inspired by animal trainer Uncle Junior.
Uncle Junior's an animal trainer.
Uncle Junior.
He's missing some fingers, but he's a good animal trainer, man.
Everybody got an Uncle Junior that's missing some digits.
If you work anywhere near a circus or a carnival,
don't shake hands with him. Play. It feels kind of funny. Kind of,
he's missing something.
little known Black history fact. Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief. The IRS doesn't mess around. If you're going to make one call to get out of tax debt, call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Call now, 800-351-8385. 800-351-8385. Have we found out if we... Because there's some other Black nominees.
Are you talking about the Emmy nominations?
Yeah, we're so caught up on what Empire didn't get. I think we're forgetting the fact that there's a lot of Black people this year, more than usual, that have been nominated for...
We did not mention Uzo Aduba for Orange is the New Black. That's Crazy Eyes.
Crazy Eyes.
We did mention Niecy Nash for Getting On. We did not mention Keegan-Michael Key of Key and Peele. That's the angry man that was with President Obama.
Yeah.
Okay, Titus Burgess we mentioned for Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt. Also, we had David Oyelowo for Nightingale in a miniseries or a movie.
That's a lot of Black people.
And also, in one category, there was Regina King, there was Angela Bassett, and one other African-American, and in one category alone. And so it is a crowded field in that one in particular. But, there are more people that we did not get a chance to mention earlier.
Yeah. Count them, vet them, find out if more Black people have been nominated for an Emmy this year, because that's a lot. I don't ever remember, Sid.
That many, huh?
That man? Many. And we're all caught up on, you know, Empire.
And what did not happen for Empire.
What did not happen for Empire. Yeah. But I think we have to remember that most people only have basic cable. So we all get Fox and Empire, but we don't get Netflix. We don't get Stars. We don't get, you know.
Oh, we get it.
Yeah, come on.
We're getting it.
We know some people. We know some people.
What's that wine? Don't worry about that. Just step over it.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.